we'll do it live.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Dan Levitard. This is Izzy Gutierrez. What do you like on the show today, Izzy?
Naked offensive lineman.
Good Lord. Dale, papi.
Was it a mistake to give Zeke $50 million guaranteed?
All right, it's Zeke, not Zeke. He's decided to start doing that lately. From the maker of I'm going to make the anthem protest and the flag about me and do this kneeling thing where you don't know if I'm kneeling or not kneeling. The lover of the circus decides just before ringing the bell on the New York Stock Exchange, okay, never mind, we'll make you the highest paced running back in the league. We are allowed to wait for some of the details to come out. It will be interesting to find out how many repercussions there are to the guaranteed money if Ezekiel Elliott doesn't behave himself off the field. But they needed this guy to get into camp, and make no mistake about it, Zeke wins here. He had 2 years left on this contract. They did not have to give him money, and they made him basically a lifetime Cowboy when you're telling us, hey, it's going to be 8 years we're going to pay him at this price.
Yeah, I understand the running back conversation and everything else, but Jerry Jones was going to pay this money. It was decided when he drafted Zeke Elliott as high as he did. He decided he's going to build around a running back, not the fourth round quarterback, around a running back. And whether or not it can work is still up for debate, at least in Jerry Jones's head, obviously, right? Because he thinks he's a contender now. So he pays for Zeke Elliott, and we'll see how this plays out. And no matter what happens, whether if it's a huge failure or a success, there will always be a Saquon Barkley, another tempting running back to be chosen in the top five, and another team will build around a running back. This is just the latest example.
Keep in mind, like I told you yesterday, the Cowboys in the last 22 years have won 3 playoff games, and all of them have been in the wild card round. Jerry Jones is 77 years old in October. He needed to get this guy into camp. I do wonder, though, Izzy, being in Cabo is not quite the same as playing in a couple of days in an NFL football game. It might take him a minute. You can't just parachute in, no matter what kind of athlete you are, and dominate this particular sport.
You know, Dak Prescott should leave the team immediately and said, I'm not playing on Sunday until I get a new contract.
That would be leverage, by the way. That would be kind of amazing if right now he's decided to hold out.
And Amari Cooper would say, that makes two of us.
Both of them.
This is really your team, Zeke.
Just headed out to have lunch somewhere near the stadium.
Was the Jared Goff contract the deal that the Rams had to do?
It's Goff, not Goof, but he likes to do that. He thinks it's clever. It really is amazing. If I had sidled up next to you a couple of years ago when this was the quarterback for Jeff Fisher and he was losing all his games and he threw 5 touchdown passes and 7 interceptions and told you that this day was coming where he would get this kind of payday, you would be startled by that. But I think we all know at this point, this is a guy who is such a system quarterback that we know that there has been some improvement here, but he should dedicate some of this money to Sean McVay, because Sean McVay has not only gotten a bunch of coaches in this league hired because he's futuristic offense, he's shown us that you can do this with a quarterback we've seen be outright bad just a couple of years ago.
I was absolutely certain he would never see this day when on Hard Knocks he couldn't tell if the sun set in the east or the west, and here we are. But here's the thing. He's not even 25. He's got 2 seasons of 10 wins or more. There are only 5 other quarterbacks that have done that. That's Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, Peyton Manning, Drew Bledsoe, and Dan Marino. So we have evidence that he can at least fill the role. Whether or not he is the Joe Montana that he looked like at early portions of last season, he's probably not that. But is he worth today's high prices for an NFL quarterback? Absolutely, especially if you're the Rams and you've got Aaron Donald, Todd Gurley, Brandon Cooks all locked up, and now you've got your quarterback. They're going to make their run for the next 4 or 5 years.
Oh, boy.
What's this?
Boy, are you kidding me? I'm doing some math. That's about $37 million for every point he is scoring the Super Bowl.
It is about that.
That's a lot of money per point.
Well, he didn't even score those 3, right? He didn't even score those 3.
Give him to the kicker.
Is the Raiders' relationship with Antonio Brown already broken?
This is really fascinating. This is the most diva receiver of our time, and this is a time that includes Terrell Owens, because we have not seen a guy do this as soon as he gets to his new team. Now, look at this. He posted this on an Instagram account that is more honest than anything you will see on Hard Knocks, and what he's showing you here is that Mike Mayock has fined him a lot of money with a signed letter, and now he's telling everybody flatly, hey, you, even my own team can't hate me. I'm going to dominate this sport. He continues to bet on his frostbitten feet. He continues to bet on his talent. I know you might think he's a dope, but he's one of the best receivers we've ever seen. And he believes in himself in a way that makes it feel like he can make any mess that he can correct on Sundays.
I mean, this was always going to be the plan. This season wasn't going to be about the Raiders or whatever team he ended up with. He might as well have put AB on his helmet because this was all about him. And I love the little dig at John Gruden at the end. So he says, so we're clear. Like, that's all taking shots. This is all about Antonio Brown. You watch that Hard Knocks, and you see he had the most gravitas, the most pull, the most appeal of anybody else out there, even John Gruden. So he's going to go out here and say, look, this is about me. You're going to watch me go off. Everybody's going to pay.
Keep making it about you, Antonio. Knock on wood if you're with me.
All right, let's go.
Yes, please. We need you, Antonio. We haven't talked about the Raiders this much in a long time.
Is this a good look for the Eagles' offensive line?
A few years ago, I thought the Cowboys' offensive line was the best I had ever seen, and then the Eagles replaced them because you just saw that Jared Goff and that offense scored 3 points against Belichick. Do you remember what the Eagles' offensive line did to those Patriots in the Super Bowl with Belichick having a lot of time to prepare? All of that is very serious for what we're about to show you, which is beefcake. As beefy as it gets, usually a lot bigger than you see here.
This must have been your favorite of all the body issues. Is it not, Dan?
I love these guys. I love the picture where they have the Eagles like the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Let's see that. Okay, we've got a whole photo shoot here.
The closest offensive line clearly in the league, right? Nobody's closer than that unit right there.
Unit is probably not the word we want to be using. Can we put up, please, the picture of them with the Eagles over their packages? Thank you.
Is.
That's the way you do it. Those are not normal human thighs on those people.
So here, I'm going to show you what you're missing.
Okay,
that's right. You're missing all this.
Drinking
all this for a guy who has the total package. That's it.
Total package.
That's right.
I want to see the total package.
Did Brazil's coach just solve the Greek freak?
Oh, my God, this quote was so good from Brazil's coach after the Greek freak, who's 23 years old, ends up scoring 13 points in a game and fouls out. This is what Brazil's coach said, quote, "This is why this sport is wonderful. You have a guy who won MVP. He's 23 years old. And who stops him tonight? The guy who is 40 years old and kicks his ass." The Greek freak and that Greek team that can beat the United States was held in check by Anderson Varejão and somebody named Alex Garcia. We actually know that the Greek freak can be slowed. Kawhi Leonard showed us that before Alex Garcia did.
I mean, this isn't that shocking. In international play, in any situation, really, when you've got a guy like the Greek freak who doesn't really shoot it very well, and we've seen U.S. big guys that are just impossible to stop in the NBA, not really impossible to stop in international play. So you've seen this before, but it's the trash talk from the coach that makes this great, and the fact that you just found out that Anderson Varejão is still playing basketball.
The point Izzy makes is an important one because Greek freak, what can stop him is not actually Kawhi Leonard and not actually this guy. It is international rules, though. His game seems particularly ill-suited for that style of play. He's still an MVP. Nobody's going to stop him next year. He's going to improve. But if he doesn't improve that jumper, you're going to see things like that when he runs into extraterrestrial athletes like Kawhi Leonard, not this guy.
Oh, Brazil. Ooh, Brazil. I remember
Yeah,
Brazil.
I don't want to talk about this. Come on, come on. My father's own personal carnival. Yeah. A little older than you might have thought.
Oh, Brazil.
Yeah. I would want to go back there, too.
Poppy, please stop making those sounds.
Oh, Brazil. Coming up next on my son's TV show.
With one out and a man on third, and then the ball is hit, I'm assuming, to Jake Bowers. Does he have a good arm?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I saw this kid. He would kick my rear end. Look at this kid's skills.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I mean, look at this. Every once in a while, it gets a little tap to that tennis ball underneath, which I think is illegal.
Look at
Time to play the game that enjoys going to the dentist. Do you question?
Sorry.
You give us topics or events, we question them.
Do you question if Jake Bowers has a good arm?
He is the left fielder for the Indians. We got a situation with one out and a man on third, and then the ball is hit, I'm assuming, to Jake Bowers. Does he have a good arm?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it's a very good arm. It's not terribly accurate in this situation.
Wait a second. I mean, this guy's a left fielder, right? You would think he has thrown to home before. Missing by that much has to be on purpose. It feels like he's just showing off.
He knew he wasn't going to get him. He was just showing off an arm strength you hadn't seen before. Yeah.
Don't blame that Bauer. You know, there was no one backing up the catcher in that play. You know?
See?
That's right.
There needs to be somebody back there.
That's right, buddy. That's
yeah,
the
hanging
do it,
from the netting.
That's
somebody's right. Got to be back there.
He doesn't believe in hitting the cutoff man.
He doesn't believe in the cutoff man. Right. No, it has to be someone backing up the catcher.
Yao Ming, maybe.
In row 40.
Do you question if this is an elite pitcher?
Okay, let's see if this guy, what are we going to? We going to Major League Baseball, college baseball, semi-pro baseball? What kind of baseball? Little
together.
Kids?
All right. Oh, wait.
Is this what? Guy an elite pitcher?
Did he just... Wow. He's throwing BP to two different pitchers.
But how is he doing that? Oh, he's just separating the balls. That is a master of efficiency right
wow.
there. The question is, and I feel that I need to respect it, is this man an elite pitcher? Can you guys throw that guy's body up there again? Now, that guy's got a skill, but I want you to ask you guys right there.
I like how he pulls up his sleeve. He's never done that before, clearly. Look at that tan line.
And it's the most natural thing in the world. No one out there is surprised by anything. This is how Daddy throws.
Well, that's the way you speed up the game of baseball.
It
two
is.
Pitches at the time.
There you
that's
go.
That's
you
right.
cut
that's
the game in half right
that's
there.
Right. Do you question if this kid is intimidating?
All right, this guy is a master of intimidation. We go out to Russia to see, not you, him. Let's see if this guy is intimidating.
Oh, I saw this kid. He would kick my rear end. Look at this kid's skills.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I mean, look at this. Every once in a while, it gives a little tap to that tennis ball underneath, which I think is illegal.
And a big smile on his face as he does some of it,
look
too.
At that. I mean, take a hit, kid. No, I will not.
Oh, I have seen a more impressive kid.
No, you have not.
Oh, yes,
no,
yes,
not.
Yes. Oh, no. Door, man. Business.
That is business. I think he meant that she means business, but I don't know whose business it would be to punch drywall.
1, 2, 3 punch. 1, 2, 3 punch.
1, 2, 3 punch.
That's business.
Again, he doubles down on that's business.
Highly questionable. This broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami. Time to play the game that avoids tough conversations. See or no?
Tell us what's on television tonight. We'll tell you if we're intrigued.
Tonight on Sportsnet LA, Rockies and Dodgers.
The Dodgers are very good. They're exceptional. One of the three best teams in the sport. But we don't cover what they do on the field. We tend to cover what they do in the stands. Here is a fan from a couple of days ago. We made fun of this guy yesterday because if you're going to bring the glove to the park, if you're going to be Louis World on the back of your shirt, if you're going to wear the camo shorts and have that particular belly, you got to make that play. But let's check in. Evidently, this happened again. Another chance for another fan.
Calmus man.
This ball's drilled center field. I don't know if he caught all of it. Yes, he did.
That's how you do it, Louis World. That's how you do it right there.
There's no name on this man's shirt.
You wear not camouflage pants. You bring your glove to the park and you make the catch.
Yes.
Izzy, are you intrigued?
Absolutely not. I just want to point out that the Mets lost last night after being up 6 runs in the 9th inning. What a wonderful little run they had.
Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. Are you kidding me? The rookies. They have a Latino pitcher by the name of Antonio Sensatella. And I tell you one thing, that guy's the real deal. I tell you, his ERA is about 17. But tonight, he's only going to allow 16 runs.
Okay.
That's it.
He's going down tonight.
Breakout night for Antonio Sensatella.
Back up the Brinks truck.
Tonight on ESPN, the U.S. Open.
No, Federer is gone now. He didn't look very Federer yesterday. His body would not let him. Clearly, not right. Let's check in with Nadal, though. We were all looking forward to Federer and Nadal. Let's check in with Nadal here. He plays tonight. Now, that's crazy. Can we see that from another angle? I thought that the ball had to go over the net. This doesn't go over the net. This goes on the side of the net. Is that Tiger Woods very excited? I honestly didn't know that that was legal. I thought the ball had to go over the net. Izzy, are you intrigued?
I mean, absolutely. But I'm also intrigued by this GIF going around of Tiger Woods checking a text while he's at the U.S. Open. It is as intense as you would imagine it. Look it up.
How about you, Poppy? Are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. But you know who is also playing tonight? The freshman, Mofi.
That's not a freshman. Our friend Monfi.
I'm telling you, I want to watch this guy play all the time. He might not win, but he does crazy stuff like that. I mean, look at this. He did a 360 to end the game. He is everywhere on the court. There's no place you can put the ball that he can't get to it. Look at that. Avoided the net.
Tonight on Fox Sports Midwest, Giants and Cardinals.
No, but the Cardinals have been pretty good this year, and the Giants have been up and down. Let's check in with a weird base hit we've got here.
Bothers me. 2-2. Originally drafted
really?
By the Twins. And
that wow. You do not see that. That is off the end of the bat, and it spins, and he sees before anybody that that's going to be a cue ball with a lot of English on it.
That is a glitch in the matrix right there.
Yeah, it really is. Those guys all wish they could get on base that way. Izzy, are you intrigued?
And I bet you thought a bunting competition wouldn't have been fun in the All-Star game. Something like that would be interesting.
Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued, but do you see what happened to the umpire?
What did the umpire do?
Oh, look at him. Look at him.
Oh, there it is. Thank you, Poppy. That's a good eye right there. Let's check in again with the umpire. There it is. In perfect position to make the call.
He probably thought it's one of the weirdest plays ever in baseball. Nobody will notice that. Thanks, Poppy.
On the Travel Channel, Mountain Monsters.
He's very excited about Mountain Monsters. He is muttering under his breath, are you kidding me? Let's see what we have here.
Oh, my gosh. Handprints on the ceiling?
Look at this. Blood all over this back wall, dude.
There's nothing in here.
There's blood all over the tin. Mother is written out on the tin.
Oh, man.
There's blood on the carpet, on that outlet on the ceiling.
Oh!
What was that? Did you hear that?
I heard something.
Oh. I'm not going in this room too far. I don't see anything in here, and I'm going to keep it that way.
Man, you can't hardly see 2 feet.
What in the world? Oh! That sounded like a wolf!
It's not a wolf. It's that terrifying thing you saw at the end was wandering around there. And I am somehow still more scared of those three dudes than I would be of anything that was in the dark. Izzy, are you intrigued?
Well, yes, because I've got a million questions. Like, are we supposed to believe this monster can write? And he's writing things out, intimidating
yes,
people
inside the house? Mother
and
blood. He's a great speller, oddly enough. Poppy, are you intrigued?
Oh, see, I'm very intrigued. But that is not the furry monster. You want to see a furry monster?
Oh, God.
All right, here's a furry monster.
No, nobody wants
to
see a furry monster.
Look at this.
I thought you were just going to point at Dan.
Ah!
That would have been funnier.
Ah! That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching. Gracias. We'll see you mañana. You want to see another furry monster?
No, absolutely not. Please don't show me another furry monster. Not as furry as I thought he'd be.